Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Well, aloha, everyone. We're here on KP Radio Hawaii at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning of the, 5/19. And I just wanted to touch base on a couple things that were going on. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have been happening. There's a lot of times our personal paths lead us into what we're, or reflections of what's going on. And I feel like a lot of the stuff that's going on right now is a result of, you know, all of us who've been working on the planet. I'm not saying how many people are working on this, but there are various energetic pathways that have been opened up. There are also a variety of other things that have been cleared, and a lot of things have been working to clear the way for what's happening right now, and for what we can visibly see. And yeah, there's a lot of different aspects to it, but one of the things that really hit home for me was that a lot of the stuff with Kilauea, the current events now and the so-called great, you know, eruption, which is happening, really is a result of what many of us have been doing to open pathways for new energies to flow. In other words, the new energies to flow in. You know, all I can say is this is my perception. It was a clear message to me today that, you know, all these things are, result from what we've done. And there's a variety of people who are working on this, I know. We also have, of course, at one point worked with, some of us at least worked with the Sintamani stones to connect grids over here, and that's one part of it. I do know that on April 26th, that was a mission, I believe it was the 26th. I'm trying to remember. What day was that? It was one of the last, maybe it was the 29th. But there was something, the last time I was at Kilauea, and I'm trying to get an idea when that was, but, the last time I was at Kilauea was, the mission itself was like very clear to me. It was sort of an opening of the pathways. And let me see when that was. March 27th. March 27th. No, I can't be March 27th. It had to be later than that. But it was sometime in April, I believe, that it was, it was kind of April 26th. Yeah, it was April 26th. So, you know, one of these, it was kind of a time when these pathways opened up. And that was what I felt the mission was about, Kilauea New Foundations. That was the April 26th mission. Then later on, when it was like I was guided to go there on the 10th of April, and I'm not sure why that's not showing up. But in any event, it was a new pathways, definitely a new pathways type of setup. So all I can say is that there was a you know, something that was happening on that day, something that was happening at that time. April 26 was an important time. That was the last time I was able to actually go in and be in the Volcanoes National Park. And so, you know, the time after that was May 11th. That's right. It was May 11th. So I'm just kind of just doing a quick search for it. But that was definitely it was definitely the time when, you know, it was definitely a time where, you know, it was a pathway mission, opening up new pathways. And I did put up a list of high definition videos of this, and it was never did get to Kilauea, of course, because the park was closed. But all the pathways were closed into the park. And it was very clear that even though that was closed off, it's like new pathways were being opened up. So anyway, I'm kind of talking along right now about this stuff, and it, you know, the varieties of us, a variety of people have been working to open these planetary pathways. And to me, the current events at Kilauea, and especially the journey on the 26th, was really laying new foundations. And it was definitely about the new foundation. You can see the lava in Halemaumau. And now, again, new foundations are being laid again. The pathways have been opened up, and new foundations are being laid again down in you know, down on the east side of the island. So, yeah, the 26th, and then I think it was the 3rd, 1 week later, the 3rd was, as I understand it, was when the first fissure broke out. And so it was 1 week later. And so we did do our job, and there's something happening now that, unfortunately, for those who really want to visit the Volcanoes area, pretty much all of it's been closed off. There have been a couple places that are sort of remote, more remote from the volcano, from the active volcano area, which includes Kilauea, Halemaumau, the caldera Kilauea and Halemaumau, the smaller crater, and the of course, then there are the new breakouts, the new fissures down at in Pahoa, Leilani Estates, in the Puna area, and those are happening as well. So I'm not really sure how much more I have to say about that, except that, you know, we've done our job, and this is, to me, this is a major, you know, we, all of us who have been working on the energies here, with the energies, and I won't say in particular myself, but I know that, you know, when I go, I don't go unless I really feel guided to go. I don't go there just for the fun of it or just for the hell of it. It's like I go there because I feel strongly pulled to go to Kilauea. And that's true about any place here on the islands, you know, anywhere else I would go for missions or whatever. And, you know, this thing here is very much, you know, very much, I mean, a lot of people are being awakened. A lot of people are being with the islands. So, you know, this whole thing with the lava flows is that it has brought a lot of people in, you know, the planetary consciousness about Hawaii, perhaps has raised. I'm saying perhaps. I don't know, but I believe it's, you know, the consciousness has really gone up because people are more aware of what's going on over here. And I think the word about Pele is also going out. So, you know, some people are putting that out. So, so in any event, we're kind of going along and doing our things here. And I would say the only thing that's happened with me is that, you know, my own sense about it, kind of the way I've been feeling is that I would love to have been there before this happened, but the guidance just wasn't that way. I felt I had to be on there. I had to be there on the 5/11, and it had closed. The park had closed on 5/10. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm sure the park won't be completely closed for a long, long time. I don't know how long it's going to be, but it's kind of like you got to go with the flow and allow Pele to do her thing and allow the, you know, the energies to flow. So with all that, I would say it's also a lot of things are being, you know, unveiled perhaps to people. I even heard in the last video I posted from Big Island Video News, the last video had something about kind of the, you know, how the media is putting out this stuff and how it's like, you know, the media is really kind of, is really putting a lot of things out that really are, a lot of it is really fear created. And it's almost like they want something big, huge, terrible to happen. And I can almost guarantee that you know, I can almost guarantee that people are, first of all, people are becoming aware of the hype that's been put out there by the MSM and also by other people. And I would say that includes some people who are, you know, again, oh, this could happen, oh, that could happen. I saw a title, just look at the titles. I saw a title by BP Earthwatch. I do subscribe to his videos. And although some of them are very unveiling, you know, again, it's like, well, the whole thing is going to explode. Kilauea is going to explode. Let me make one thing very clear. What people have seen as far as, you know, the big eruption from Kilauea, it's not a big, huge eruption. It's actually rocks falling into the caldera at Halemaumau. And when a big rock falls in, and this is explained in the Big Island Video News video that I posted today on the 18th, that video is very, it's, you know, you get a combination of rock, which has, because it's raining, it's coated with water, and once it falls in, you get steam instantly falling into the lava, and you get this big explosion pulverizing of this rock that forms dust going up into the air. It's an explosion. It's not an extra eruption. It's not a new eruption. So, you know, I personally only follow, as far as actual news, I follow Big Island Video News. They are a great source. They don't put in their own, let's put it, hype about it. They had a great conversation today with all sorts of people. It was sort of a conference call that they had with people in the media, some regular citizens who were asking about what was going on. And it includes, you know, some of the geologists over there, people from Hawaii Volcanoes who work at the park, and a variety of other people. There is so much, you know, people love they really want something big to happen so they can say, you know, it's just like something, some people want something terrible to happen. But I can tell you, it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen. You know, you can wipe off the word terrible, you know. And it's just not going to happen. I can tell you that. So people who put this stuff out, I won't say they're, you know, they are exposing themselves, you know, but they talked about it in that video. So they talked a little bit about it, you know, the mainstream, you know, the mainstream news putting all these things out about part of the island falling off. And, you know, there's part of that video where they talked about one of the geologists was talking about that it's not something where one plate or one part of the island, this Helena slope, is moving at a different speed than the other part. It's all moving at the same speed. So anyway, put out whatever you want to put out. But again, you know, I'm really not following the fear porn. And I'm going to say it's not to be followed. I'm not following it. So all this stuff, you know, all this stuff is really giving a lot of, there's no sense in putting negative energy into it or energy of destruction. Pele will do what Pele does. And there is a spirit of Pele. And that's all that really needs to be said. The spirit of the island is going to create what it needs to create. And I'm not against certain things. I'm not against the Puna geothermal, but this whole geothermal venture, which very well may have had something to do with initiating, but I still, you know, it's kind of like, from my point of view, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter to me. I wouldn't mind. I'm sure there's some people, let's say I might be included, some people would not mind seeing the lava just go straight over there and wiping the whole place out, because something that has not been pono, not been correct for this island ever since it started. And yeah, oh, it's a business thing, and so this thing, and so that thing, and, you know, I don't care if Trump is president and he likes new businesses, tough bananas, you know. This should not be here, and it does not need to be here. So, you know, I really don't know what is going on with that thing. But that's about all I'm going to say about it. So looking to the future, looking to the new pathways that are opening up. I'm really just kind of getting this as I go along. Appears to be happening is that there is a great new creation that's happening all over the planet. Of course, this is a creation of new. It's reflected in many different things, and with political or people all of a sudden stepping down from positions, and now other people are stepping in. And the lava definitely represents kind of an all-consuming flow. If you're not willing to flow with it, in other words, if you need to move out of the way, move out of the way. But those who are not willing to move out of the way are going to get consumed by it. And, you know, in other words, if you're not willing to follow the new pathway, it's like, well, you know, you're going to be eaten up. And that's happening to me too. And so perhaps in a way what happened to my body the last day or so, yes, not today, which I'm meaning the 18th, but the 17th, when I was completely zonked out, you know, it's possible that it was something was being eaten up within me, some old energies or some old something was definitely clearing from the body. There's definitely something clearing. So, and it's also very possible the temp my temperature, I'm quite sure was, I didn't measure it, but it was like it felt like my body was heated up, and it was just like something was really cooking. And of course, it was clearing at the same time. You're doing this clearing, and then you're cooking, you know. So you know, it's kind of like it's one of those experiences that perhaps is relevant to what's going on with a planet. You know, the same kind of thing. There's clearing going on, and there's cooking going on. You know, to me, this whole Kilauea eruption deal, this whole lava coming out and everything like that, is very much a you know, reflection, or it's very much connected to what's happening around the planet. You know, we know the planet also is energetically heating up. All the planets in the solar system are heating up. We are going through this type of energy cloud that is allowing this, you know, this bringing in new, you know, waking up energies, and you know, we're seeing the effects of it in either temperatures or energetic eruptions and things like that. And this could very well also be connected to, you know, to that. So rather than it being something that the Rothschilds created, it's very, you know, I mean, maybe they tried to initiate it, but rather than that, I say it's equally as valid that they that this the new energetic pathways were are being opened up by all of us connecting to what's coming in now. So, you know, this whole thing has a purpose, and I can tell you, whatever's coming out of it is going to be very beautiful, and it's going to be a new, you know, whatever happens with the fissuring and all this other kind of thing, it is going to be for the benefit of humanity. Pardon me. So anyway, I kind of rambled on a little bit there, but I don't really, I just felt like I needed to do this right at the last minute. And, you know, there's all this stuff happening. I don't really have a lot more to talk about, and I don't want to talk too long because my body's still kind of going through the final bits of this this clearing. And well, I'm not doing any more clearing today, but clearing and cooking. So I think the body went through what it needed to be, but I'm also seeing that perhaps, you know, there's something else to go with it. I have found that old patterns, you know, let's put it this way, old patterns are not tolerated in the new paradigm, in the new energies. And so, you know, as we go through this and we the vibrations increase, very clearly things will be waked up within all of us who have items that need to be cleared for the next phase. And so, you know, I have no idea it will lead to, you know, for myself, but for each of us, I know we have things. We may still have things to clear, and it's okay if we have things to clear. They will erupt. They will be, you know, basically like the lava, it'll expose it. What the old stuff will erupt. Anything that needs to be consumed will be burned away. And, you know, the new foundations will flow out. So that's what we're getting right now with the lava flowing out. We're getting a new foundation. So anyway, I don't think I'm going to say any more tonight. I just feel like it's, I just wanted to talk a little bit, rant a little bit. Sorry for the rants and all that kind of thing. But, you know, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be here. Let's just all keep moving forward, keep moving upward, and we'll get to where we need to be. So aloha to all, and we will talk the next time. In the meantime, I will play a little bit more Brudda Is, A Ala A, Sovereignty Song, and we will talk later. Aloha.